Emerging from beneath the crackle and hiss, a faint voice speaking German. Otto von Bismarck may be barely audible, but it's the first time his voice has been heard for more than a century. This wax cylinder recording, which includes extracts of poetry, songs, and words of advice to Bismarck's son, was made in 1889 by Theo Wangemann, a sound technician working for the inventor of the phonograph, Thomas Edison. The cylinder was among 17 found in 1957 in an unlabeled box at Edison's laboratory in the American state of New Jersey. But it was only last year that the surviving recordings were transferred using modern digital technology and properly identified. The Otto von Bismarck Foundation in Germany believed the cylinders to be lost and has described the discovery as sensational. But as well as speech, this new treasure trove of restored recordings also includes songs and rhapsodies by German and Hungarian musicians, including what's thought to be the first ever recorded example of a work by Frédéric Chopin.